I'm Dan.
And I'm Joey.
And this is the Celebrity Apprentice Recap.
I tried to get Geraldo out of here from day one.
Well, you're dumb. Thank you.
You know the best way to make hot dogs?
How about this? How about Geraldo as the investigative reporter?
Look, this one's on me. I need to make it happen.
It was almost like Trump was playing a joke on me. How come I didn't get Brandy?
Maybe I need to go buy one of those, you know, family leashes for Johnny and Brandy.
We can't find Brandy and Johnny.
Is this going to be what's happening all day? It's going to be a nightmare.
Why don't we go on the roller coaster? Let's go do it, come back, and just say we were shopping the whole time.
Or did you assume that somebody was going to tell?
I assume.
So, Vivica, you've basically said that Lisa is better than you.
And we are back. We are live on YouTube with another Celebrity Apprentice Recap. It is the very exciting Flying Delgado Brothers edition because, well, of course, you have me. I'm Dan. And as always with me is Joey, the Power Rankings Guru. Say hello to everyone, Joey.
Hello, everybody.
Joey, how excited are you to talk about Celebrity Apprentice tonight on a scale of 7 to 38?
I'm going to go somewhere around upper 20s.
Okay, well, that's pretty excited. I was hoping for like 38, but all right.
No. I liked it a lot, but I could always be a little more excited.
All right. Well, also with us tonight is the other part of this equation, completing the triangle, is Eric is with us. Eric, say hello, everyone, tonight. How are you doing?
51.
Oh, see, now, that's the right answer right there. 51 is...
Go!
All right. Now, what? Maybe 51's a little too excited, actually, now that
I think about this. Maybe.
Okay, so this week on Celebrity Apprentice, here's what we had. Here's what we had going in. We had three people left. We had Lisa Gibbons, Geraldo, and Vivica A. Fox. But before we got to that, we got this entire hour of filler where they're just showing us clips of what happened on Celebrity Apprentice Past. I'm just curious if anybody watched any of that, if anyone has any opinions of any of that.
I didn't watch any of it, but... It's on my DVR, and I do want to watch it, actually.
All right, Eric, what about you?
Yeah, I watched it, and you will enjoy it, Joey, because it's, you know, it's like the Celebrity Apprentice Greatest Hits. You know, they've got, I don't know, five or six different countdowns. Some of it might be a little prejudicial, you know, towards this season. It was like in each countdown, something from this season happened. In each countdown. So I thought, I don't know if most memorable firing would have been, you know, the one that they chose. Well, but it was all right. They filled an hour.
I'll tell you. I was surprised at how much I did enjoy it, even though I had seen pretty much all those clips before. You know, watching Meatloaf melt down on Gary Busey again, I forgot just how intense the meltdown was. Holy crap. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yes, they did go ahead and toss in a lot from this season. I'm okay with that because, quite honestly, the boardroom with PhoneGate is one of the most insane, bizarre, amazing things that I've seen in my lifetime.
No doubt about it, man.
You know,
it actually didn't quite live up to the hype as we talked about last week. We had thought PhoneGate was going to be something that had been tweeted about Trump.
That's true. Yes, that's true. Okay, yeah. The way it looked was it was just that there was a tweet coming out and that Trump seemed to be the person that was, hey, this is what's going on. What's this on Twitter? As though, you know, somebody out there had alerted him. Or maybe one time, well, he's checking his feed and, oh, wait a minute. What's Vivica A. Fox tweeting about? What? I have a toupee. Well, that's not going to stand. It seemed like maybe something like that was going to happen by the end. But I'll tell you what, I'm not disappointed at all because it was bizarre. There was intentional sabotage. Everything about it was just so wonderfully weird. And I don't know. There's something about the idea of Don Jr. pulling out his phone and then, you know, letting everyone know.
I have it right here. Is killing me.
You know, what is that?
Bad news, Vivica. Bad news.
Yeah, bad news, Vivica.
This menopause is killing me.
All right, so let's move on. All right, so now we've got our three people left. We've got Geraldo, Lisa, and Vivica. And you know what's funny is that I think everybody knows it's going to be Geraldo and Vivica. Eric, am I right about that? Is that what everybody knows?
You mean Lisa.
Oh, that's yes. Right. Yes, I'm sorry. Geraldo and Lisa. Yes.
I can't see a way that it's without another challenge. You know, if they're just doing it on merit, it had to be.
Do you think if they did another challenge that Vivica was going to stand a chance against the other two? If it was some sort of three-way challenge?
If Vivica had managed to do something spectacular, she needed to do more in order to be in the conversation. Mm-hmm. So without another challenge, there wasn't any way for that to happen.
All right, so Joey, now I'm sure you're in agreement with us that it was clearly that Vivica was going to be going the way of the dinosaur. However, do you like this thing where it's all right, now it's an interview, and then what happens is Vivica just kind of politely bows out, look, these are the heavy hitters, I feel like I've done well for myself. You know, she takes the gracious exit. Joey, what do you think about this?
I think that Vivica, well, okay, to answer your question, I think that I wouldn't call that an interview. I think that was just a forced firing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, she did make it easy. And Trump, it's really interesting because Trump went to her right away. So looking at it as if it's a firing, when he says, okay, why should you be fired or why should you stay or whatever, first of all, Trump immediately goes to Vivica. He doesn't go to anybody else first. She's the first one. And she's already showing some hesitation, some reluctance, and you know she's not really powerful at that point, right? Then he goes to then he goes to Geraldo, and he kind of asked him the same thing. He said, "Geraldo, you know, tell me why you should stay," or something like that. But I don't know if you guys caught this. When he went to Lisa, he didn't ask her that question at all. He just asked her something about, you know, the two of them or something like that. Or who would you rather to compete against? He did not ask Lisa why she should stay or to defend herself or if she should be fired. And I found that really interesting.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. It was almost like, well, look, clearly you're going to be in the finals. However, among these other two crapoles that we have to put one of them in, I guess it had to be Geraldo. So really, I guess in a sense you could look at it as though Vivica saw the writing on the wall and it's better to bow out graciously than to go down swinging. I don't know if it is because I've seen it so many times, you know. We saw it with Lorenzo bowing out a few weeks ago. We saw when they did the interviews. I remember Lil Jon backing out. I think he did it both times he was on the show. He got down to like the final four and then was just kind of like, yep, I'm just happy I made it this far and I showed everybody that I can do this, whatever this is, and I'm happy with myself. Eric, what do you think about that, the whole bowing out? Is that gracious or is it just easy?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it really has to do with the fact that these are the celebrities and why they're there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all under the guise of competing, but in truth, they're there to raise their profile. They're there to increase their brand. They're there to, you know, get themselves out and, you know, whatever needs tweaking with their own reputation. That's really what they want to do, and it would be nice if you could do that and also kick ass at the end. But if you're somebody like Vivica or you're somebody like Lorenzo, you know this is as far as you're gonna go. I mean, she knows she can't fundraise. Mm-hmm. Neither could Lorenzo. I mean, it comes down to the fundraising always. You know, that's the way you play Celebrity Apprentice. And I think that some of them even go in knowing, all right, you know, I hope I last 4 or 5 episodes. I get some good coverage and I don't come off as an a-hole or whatever. And in Vivica's case, you know, she she towed the line on all of that. You know, she went up and down in every regard in the previous episode. You know, she lost her mind, you know, with that tweeting business.
Yes.
So I think, you know, as far as she was concerned, it was probably a savvy move because she's still going to be in the finale. She doesn't have the pressure of losing, and she looks like the sweetheart. So I think it's good strategy.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I do want to bring up one more thing about Vivica before we move on. And yeah, you say that she doesn't have the fundraising, and I'm sure she doesn't have the same skills or maybe connections that Geraldo and Lisa do. But you know, she was in Independence Day. She's in Kill Bill. You know, she's been in movies with people. Did she not make friends on the set? She was in. She's in Batman and Robin for a few minutes, hanging out with Schwarzenegger. Does that count for nothing?
Yep, in the 90s. What does that tell you? Why isn't she still killing it at 50? She's not Sandra Bullock.
No.
Even Sandra Bullock isn't Sandra Bullock. So what does it tell you? She doesn't have lasting relationships.
I guess not.
She couldn't pull anything off. It's not the first time.
I wouldn't go that far about the relationships thing. Just because she can't get her friends to throw in $20,000 doesn't mean that she doesn't have friends. She just doesn't have friends that are going to throw in $20,000.
She doesn't have significant friends.
What kind of friends does she have? Does she have A-list, you know, big-time fundraising celebrity friends or not? And the chances are she doesn't, because you know going into Celebrity Apprentice, listen, I need – you don't go in and go, okay, how does this work? You don't arrive at Celebrity Apprentice. All right, so how do we do this?
I think some people do.
But you know who was like the greatest example of this? Was Ian, who I would say nobody expected to be a fundraiser because he's a D-lister.
Yes.
And he comes in and he tells you that he has a war chest.
Yep.
Like he's running for president. This guy got his act together before he ever showed up. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, not everybody's doing that, I agree. But that is the approach you're supposed to take. So if you're Vivica, she knows that. And if she wasn't able to do it, you know, there's a reason. I mean, it wasn't like she said, oh, geez, I got to start calling on my friends. She said, all right, what friends do I have? Okay, well, I'm not going the fundraising route when I go in there. I'm going to have to go the other route, you know, the Aunt Jemima route, which, you know, I won't even get into.
What the hell does that mean? All right.
Oh, what the hell?
All right. Everyone. All right, address your emails to Eric via the Celebrity Apprentice podcast, please.
I got no problem.
Eric at AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
AOL.
You know what?
I plugged my email address. I have a net zero account somewhere that you guys can probably access.
Yeah, you know what's hilarious? While we're laughing about this, I'm going to point something out. Both of you jokers actually have AOL email accounts.
That's active. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, because you know it's like the one thing I've managed to hold on to for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Because just like Vivica A. Fox, you peaked in the 1990s. That's why.
Oh!
Yes. Hey, that goes for you too, Joey. I don't know what you're laughing at. It's for both of you. The crack was for both of you.
Slamfest.
All right.
Really quickly.
Come on.
I'm sure, and I haven't been on the podcast before this, but I am sure the two of you, when you saw that Vivica Fox was going to be on this, you were thinking that you were going to get the Independence Day Vivica A. Fox, who is like, you know, young and savvy and cool, and instead she was like everybody's mother the way she talked on this show, acting like she was 70 instead of, which apparently she's 50.
Well, but she is probably menopausal, so, you know, I mean, we gotta give her a little bit of a break.
What's that?
Listen, according to Don Jr., you know.
This menopause is killing me.
Right? That's the problem with Vivica?
This menopause is killing me.
She's acting a fool.
That's right. She's acting a fool at 50. All right, let's move on. We're moving on to the actual parts of the show here. So now Trump goes ahead and gives Vivica – well, really, Vivica gives herself the boot. Trump has no choice. He fires her. So, all right, now here's the here's what the task is. It's a fundraising thing, as always, as a part fundraiser. And then the other part is going to be a presentation. It's for Universal Orlando. And you're gonna need some help. This is so great. You're going to need some help. And, you know, we've got some people. You know, he makes it sound like, who could it be? You know, it's the other fired losers who just got booted out of here.
But what's really
funny is that, okay, basically Trump fired in a row. He fired Ian, he fired Johnny Damon, he fired Brandy, and then, you know, he fired Vivica, and it was probably 5 minutes later, even though for us it was a week later. And that's four of the six people that he brings back, because they're still probably in the building. All right, guess what, everybody?
Yeah, right, probably.
Yeah.
Well, they threw him on a plane, yes, yeah, a big surprise that they all showed up in Orlando.
Yes, exactly, yes. And now, on top of it,
they were already on the plane going there.
Oh, you think so? Well, I'm sure they were all waiting, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe that's why Vivica quit. She wanted to get to Florida early.
She wanted to ride the rides before the task, unlike Johnny Damon, who wants to ride them during the task. During, but we'll talk about that later. All right, so now for Lisa, she gets Kevin Jonas, which is nice because was there anyone who didn't want to see Kevin Jonas? We all wanted that, right?
Oh, we've been dying for that.
Yes, Eric?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So we get Kevin Jonas, and then we get Johnny Damon, and we get Brandy Glanville, because they're still hanging around. So here, you could get one strong player, and then these two guys that were just here.
And which remember, it's going to come up later in the episode, but not too far down the line, Geraldo is jealous because he said, why couldn't I get Brandy?
You know what? I'll tell you what. That escaped me. I don't think I noticed that.
Yeah.
He was bummed.
He was bummed because he walks into the room there and he sees Ian and Lorenzo, and he says something like, oh no, two guys I butted heads with. Is Trump playing a joke on me? How come I didn't get Brandy?
Yes. Well, you know what? That's exactly what I wanted to bring up. Trump puts Ian and Lorenzo on his side. Now, granted, they're both competent.
Genius.
They're both competent guys. But if you're Geraldo, you've got to be thinking, these are two guys I don't get along with. Is Trump sabotaging me? That's exactly how he felt. Now, Eric, I'm going to put it to you. Is Trump doing that? Is the show, I should say, I don't know if the Trump is thinking of these things. Is the show doing it intentionally to cause Geraldo some conflict? Because they know he's, you know, if you give him the right circumstances, he's just going to cause conflict.
Yes, I think so. And if you recall in the past, they didn't do it this way. They didn't just set you up, here's your team, here comes your team. They got them all together, and then they picked them or something like that. They didn't just talk, you know, you walk in the room and your team is there. This is a new approach, and I think that's why they did it, because in the past, you're going to work with people you want to work with. You're not going to have conflict at the end.
All right,
so I think that's what they did.
There's absolutely no question about it. They did it on purpose. And knowing the kind of guy that Trump is, he was very involved in making sure, and maybe he even overruled somebody to make sure that the teams, you know, went that way. And if you are Ian and Lorenzo, you know, this is proof that you're getting paid to be on the show, because why the hell would they come back to be on Geraldo's team unless they were getting a little, you know, a little of this stuff?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Have to
do it about it. Well,
all right.
Do you have any research on that?
Well, I have no idea who's getting paid what for Celebrity Apprentice. But I would say if you're Geraldo and if you're trying to put together a team for Geraldo, well, he got along with Vivica. But he also got along really – the only person he really got along with was Sig. Sig. No one thought to bring Sig back. Did that go through anybody else's mind?
Sig didn't want to come back.
Oh, come on. Bring back Sig.
What?
Why not just an empty chair? Awful. He was beyond awful. The only thing he did that was memorable was that ridiculous meltdown on those two bartenders, who I thought should have absolutely pummeled him when that happened. That was the only thing he did of note. He was one of the worst ever. Ever.
No, he's not one of the worst ever. No. He's in the bottom half. But you gotta start thinking LaToya. You gotta start thinking Daryl. You gotta think Rodman.
Rodman.
David Cassidy.
Yep. All of them.
No.
Whoa. David Cassidy. You can't. What are you gonna judge on that?
Well,
there was nothing left of David Cassidy after that episode.
What was left of David Cassidy? What was left of David Cassidy showed up at the reunion and became the pettiest human I've ever seen in my entire life when he confessed. When Trump asked him, are you happy that Richard Hatch is now in prison serving his tax evasion? And David Cassidy said, yes, I'm so good. He's in good. Stay there. Stay there, Richard Hatch.
He's not here. He's not going to beat me up.
Yes,
oh, good.
Exactly.
I'm happy.
Oh, my God. David Cassidy. No one. No one who got fired in the first episode looked worse than David Cassidy.
That's the all-time worst. You know, when you think of, like, people that go on the show and get beaten up, their images are destroyed or tattered or just really messed up, you got to start with him. And then you got to think about, I mean, you don't think too badly about, you know, Daryl Strawberry and LaToya because you sort of expect that stuff out of them. But Dionne Warwick was a mess. Cheryl Teagues, they must have, like, dug her out of the grave or something because she barely blinked.
Aww.
Right? Right? I mean, this, when you're talking all-time worst, those are the people that went in that had some sort of a semblance of a brand that was respectable, and then it was just like, are you kidding? That's you.
Okay.
You know? So that's when you talk about all-time worsts, that's the list. It starts with those three.
All right.
Okay, what I'm talking about, I get you there. Maybe what you're saying would be more like worst celebrities. I'm talking about as far as player, as far as contributing on this show. All he did...
I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same
until it was his turn, and he was awful. That's what I'm saying. And,
Well, listen.
I think it's the same thing, Eric. It's the same thing, because each of those players that I'm talking about lasted less than three episodes.
But, all right. Wait, no. Back to my original point about Sig, though, is that Sig got a...
Daryl was in one of the teams miraculously.
All right.
Even though people don't understand celebrities, and now they have to get up at noon. Regular people don't understand that.
All right. Well, now, the point that I was trying to make with Sig was that Geraldo and Sig got along well. So don't you think if you're Geraldo, you'd want a guy that you could work with well and who would probably do what you say? How about
what
that?
What did he do?
How about
what
that?
What did he ever do?
I don't know.
What would you have him do? No, I think that Geraldo would actually bring would have brought in Lorenzo. If he knows it's a filmmaking task or something like that, he probably would pick Lorenzo. I think that he would. I mean, I would think he would feel like he's going to manipulate him. Or not.
Eric broadcasting from an unknown shelter somewhere. He's a prisoner of war by ISIS. Apologize, folks, for the feed and the single light bulb.
Yeah, well, you know, your audio went a little crazy there. Yeah, Eric's in the middle of he's doing this in between interrogations. Apparently, is what's happening over there.
That's where we get our guests from. Prisoners of war.
Okay. All right.
I can't do people.
We're going to have to work on this part.
We're going to need some closed captioning for Eric.
I don't know if it's all that different, really, you know. I've heard him in real life, he could use some closed captioning. Okay.
Eric, by the way, when you want to show your lower third, you have to be talking or people won't be able to see it. Just a quick FYI.
I thought so. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. That's hard. Okay.
All right, I don't even know what's going on, but let's get back on track here, people. Let's get back to the task at hand, can we? Everybody.
Danny, I'll take you right to the next part. That's when Geraldo and Ian sort of make up. And they, you know, so, you know, Ian says, you know, it was never personal, blah, 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 blah. And actually, Geraldo goes to shake his hand. Geraldo says, okay, let's reset. And did you guys catch that weird handshake that Geraldo tried?
Yeah, he tried like a button.
A thumb, like he was going to use the reset button. Like they were going to touch thumbs or something. And it was awkward.
Yeah, it was weird.
Handshake.
Yes.
And so Geraldo
was
like, oh, okay. And it made it awkward. And then he called him a doll.
Yes. It was something like this.
My grudge was because I felt you were the strongest competitor.
Yeah, well, you're a doll. Thank you.
he barely said the words. They just kind of fell out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Geraldo!
Yeah.
I had to listen to that about 4 or 5 times. I thought maybe he said, yeah, you're a real adult. And then I thought he said, yeah, you're real dumb.
No. Now it's just in case anyone's not clear on it. We now know.
Right. You're a doll. Thank you.
You're a doll. You're a doll. Thank you.
Hey, remember the look on Ian's face? It was kind of like, did you just say that?
Yeah, like, yes. He gave his Ian offended look, you know?
Yeah.
I can't believe how often you get that look.
You get that look all the time. Yes, you get that look all the time.
90210 look. I didn't realize he carried that into real life.
Well, what you didn't realize was that he's actually Steve Sanders, is, I think, the problem there. That's what you didn't realize.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who was his boss at the what was it called, the Peach Pit?
Oh, God, Nat was his boss at the Peach Pit, yes.
Yeah, so probably Nat got that look a lot.
Stop it. All right, because now I got a flashback to the first episode where they're making the pies, and we get the confetti where he actually says, you know, I feel like I'm run back working at the Peach Pit, and he starts talking about the Peach Pit like it was an actual job that he held, like it wasn't a part of a TV show. What the F, Ian?
So. 10 years, man. Maybe he thought it was real. You never know, man. I mean, he started out, it was just a baby.
You know, I would hate to think that Steve that Steve Sanders worked at the Peach Pit for 10 freaking years. That's hopefully he quit at some point.
He barely worked there at all. It was Brandon that worked there.
Yes, you know what? You were correct. All right. So now,
I didn't even know he did work there.
Now, I do want to point out that this scene also features my other favorite moment here that I got to play this for you. And this is where Geraldo says, I've got an idea, but I want to hear what everybody else thinks. So if you have any broad ideas, you could just let me know. And Lorenzo starts to speak, and this is what we get.
So you have reluctant parents on this trip and excited kids.
I appreciate the family thing, but how about this? How about Geraldo as the investigative reporter?
Wait a second.
How about Geraldo?
Wait a second. You know what? I've got this idea. It's family, it's kids, and we're doing something together. And the kids are frustrated, but now we're going to go to your... No, wait a second. That's great, but I'm going to let you finish, Lorenzo. But wait a minute. How about Geraldo is the investigative reporter? Are you... What? Jesus Christ.
He is in his own ego. He really is swimming in it.
I had no idea. You know, I knew – I think everybody knew Geraldo Rivera is an arrogant guy. I think we all knew that. But I don't think we had any idea of the level that it is right now, which is way above, like, my ceiling. He's just, like, floating in the air somewhere. Correct?
His arrogance is definitely out of control. There's no question about it.
Yeah. It doesn't really surprise me, that selfie stuff from a little while ago. You know, that was very telling that he's...
Wait, he's the father of the selfie, all right? Come on now, he invented it.
That's right, he started the trend.
Oh, my God.
You know, who's doing that, you know, for the world? He's just who he is.
I want to point something out in defense of Geraldo. As arrogant as he is, did you guys catch who his charity is?
Yes, it's the Children of Willowbrook.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And he didn't just start doing that. He's been doing that for 25 years.
Yeah, well...
I think it was the first time we heard... I was surprised to hear it last night, too. I said, how come I didn't know that already?
You are correct, because I don't remember hearing it either. And when he said it, it totally stuck. You know, it's funny. All three of us knew exactly what the charity was. However... None of us knew it before last night, and how is that the case? Because when he said it, it stood out, and I started talking about the whole Willowbrook thing with Jessica with my wife Jessica at that moment. I was like, oh, that's for, you know, blah 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 blah. Yeah, how did we not know? Well, you know,
there are two possibilities here. One is we'd have to go back and watch, but one is that A, he didn't say Willowbrook when he mentioned the charity before. He could have just said life's work. It could have been that, or B, yes. He could come in and have a couple different charities that he's trying to raise money for, which like any celebrity could be involved in a couple different charities.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
He could pick sure they don't make them assigned to one charity. But I can tell you this, in the first episode when I was watching it, and he was immediately an arrogant prick, I said to Renee, I said, here's the thing. I know that he's going to be this guy, but for me, he's going to get a pass just because of Willowbrook. He's always going to get a pass. Now, of course, now after seeing every, you know, the way he's been for episodes, no, I don't know about how much I feel about the pass, right. But that was what I said at the very beginning. So I'm sure that I would have known at that point if that was a charity he was playing for.
Okay.
So, Eric, I want to make sure I understand you, Eric, broadcasting live from Gitmo. Yeah. Are you saying put the pass in the past? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Okay. Listen. Everybody, stop it with your stop talking. Everyone, stop talking. All right. I cannot stand all this terrible audio. Eric is saying that Geraldo gets a pass, as in we're giving him a pass. This is for anyone who is confused. He gets a pass because of things that he did in the past. Eric, I'm going to ask you a question. I brought this up to Joey, I think, in our last show or maybe a show or two before. Now, are you aware that Geraldo has someone from Willowbrook who lives with him? That one of the people that was in the hospital when he did the story. What does your dumb sign say? You have to say something for it to be on the camera.
I'm saying something right now. I'm saying I am aware of the person that lives with Geraldo.
Okay, all right, good. I'm glad. So for a while, I was thinking that maybe I was imagining that. But Eric, he put his little sign down. Okay. His little Geraldo. You voted for Geraldo in 88, did you? Well, look, I'm voting for him in 2016. That's right there. It's right there on the sign. That's what I'm doing. Okay, so let's move on to what we have in the task, all right? So on Geraldo's side, he has decided that he's going to be Harry Potter and he's going to do this investigative reporting about finding magic at Universal, whatever the hell it is. He's going to have some kids. It's going to be wonderful. It's actually, even though he chimed in and stepped all over Lorenzo, which maybe was a bad edit, but maybe I'm hoping it's not. I'm hoping it's just that's just how hilarious Geraldo is. I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea. Actually, I thought that it's actually not. Pretty good. Joey, what'd you think of Geraldo's idea as it was coming together?
I thought it was the kind of idea that Trump would appreciate, right? Because like in the past, Trump has been critical of the stars that didn't use the thing that made them famous, you know? So I thought, while it definitely sounded arrogant, especially in the way he pitched it, if you want to call that a pitch, I thought it was probably, it could potentially be a winner.
Okay. Eric, same question to you. What did you think of Geraldo's idea? We're going to have kids, finding the magic. At one point, Geraldo will be dressed as Harry Potter with his big giant mustache, which I can't wait for. What do you think, Eric?
I thought it was conveniently very good. I thought that, the way it is with Geraldo, he would have found a way to make himself the star of the thing, even if it was bad. So I think that it worked out a little bit clever this time because he's done this before. He's thrown out a bunch of crap, and it was all centering on himself. Dressed up as viral video that Lorenzo wasn't Mr. Peanut. It was
all right. I'm sorry, Eric is Eric is broadcasting underwater apparently.
Gitmo has taken on water.
You know what? It was very difficult. It was very, you know, sometimes you come in really good and sometimes it's not that good. So I'm sorry. All right. So anyway, let's move on. On the other side, Lisa's doing the whole thing about a family going. And honestly, now we all love Lisa and she's been the classiest of class acts on Celebrity Apprentice. I do think that so far, just the idea that she has about families, it seems awfully safe, and it seems like just the easiest thing that you could do is some frustrated family going to have a good time over at Universal. Joey, what did you think of Lisa's idea? This is the part where you're supposed to talk, Joey, not laugh. If you could do some talking, I'd appreciate it.
I agree with you that it did seem safe, but the thing is that if Lisa's involved, it's gonna be okay. So I sort of tend to I think generally speaking with any of the ideas, I usually withhold judgment. So, you know, that's kind of what I was thinking. And by the way, Geraldo's my guy.
I see. And it's Busted Nose Geraldo is your icon now.
What are you talking about?
Joey's icon. Oh my goodness. All right, listen, Mushmouth, you're gonna have to hold on for a second. We'll get to you. Oh, we just yeah. All right.
Can't you get somebody in the next cell over to help you with your connection?
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with this, but it is. The thing is, this is probably. I wonder. I'm thinking maybe this is just only funny to us, but it is awfully funny. All right, so. Now both groups are going to go out into the world and try to do their task. On Lisa's side, we've got Kevin Jonas, and Kevin Jonas is making things happen. All right, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And Lisa's just kind of letting him go. And I totally think that that's a solid idea. Let Kevin Jonas pick up the banner and run with it. And, you know, so the two of them are working, and Brandy and Johnny, who are significantly more useless, all right, you get the task of going, you get the prop task, which is the task that we give to the useless people. So go find some props. And actually, really, you know what, though? It's before then. They're walking around, and they're filming stuff. And it's supposed to be the four of them, and Kevin and Lisa notice that Brandy and Johnny aren't around. And where are they? Well, you see them getting a beer and hot dogs, and we have Johnny Damon letting us know great things like...
You know the best way to make hot dogs?
Oh! That's how you win celebrity.
Focused on the task.
Yes, that's it right there. That's it right there. By the way, we're man down! Man, we're a man down.
I think Eric's time is up in Gitmo. I think they got him.
Well, you know, he's got to go back in for the next round of interrogations. The waterboarding is beginning. All right. So anyway, back to the task at hand here, Joey.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at how ineffective Brandy and Johnny Damon were?
I really was. I mean. They both, as we noted before, both of those contestants had come on really strong in recent weeks.
Okay, I know what you're doing. Stop changing your icon every time.
What are you talking about?
My God, look at that hair!
What are you talking about? They had both competed well, and they'd done a great job, and they looked like they were getting the hang of it. Right, like. Johnny was coming out of his shell a little bit. We talked about that. And in the power rankings, both of those players were performing well. And it was reflected in the rankings, right? So I was really disappointed that they know the deal. They know how it works. And now they get to come back and they get to help. And there's really almost no pressure on them, right? Because they're not going to go to the boardroom and get fired.
Right.
So you're comfortable. You like Lisa. You know, you're probably getting paid some money to come back and do this thing. And I don't know. They just wanted to talk about doing making hot dogs the best way, of course.
That's right. That's right. If you're gonna make hot dogs, you might as well do it the best way.
You know the best way to make hot dogs.
Right. do that. Hit that again, Danny.
Of course, he would know this because he played in baseball park. So I would be my guess.
You know the best way to make hot dogs.
He's probably eaten a lot of dogs in his day.
I would imagine so. All right, yeah. Now here's what is so funny to me is that when this happens, I said, wouldn't it be really funny if instead of getting hot dogs and beer, they just cut to a shot of the two of them on a roller coaster? And holy crap, just wait 10 minutes because after being tasked with going to get props, which, by the way, really for them, it was go to the Universal store and buy whatever the hell stuff you can find. Instead, they actually decided, hey, let's forget shopping and just ride roller coasters. Holy cow.
I can't believe they actually said that. They actually said that. They said, why don't we go on a roller coaster and say we were shopping the whole time?
you know, you should know that cameras are there. If you're going to do that, you should just like, all right, look, this is a, look, we both know what we're doing here. We're both effing off. We're both going to goof off and not do the task at hand. And who gives a crap about it? Because come on, we're at Universal. Let's have a good time. But no, like to actually say it, like now we all know you're shirking. Look, you're shirking your responsibilities. It's ridiculous. It was, and but you know what? Let me ask you this, man, because the way that they were riding the roller coaster, they get on that Rip Rocket roller coaster, which, by the way, I'm terrified of roller coasters. I would never get on that thing. I don't advocate.
Made me think of you instantly.
Yes, absolutely. Would never get. I've seen that one close up. No way I'm getting on it. Sure did look like, and the way they had the cameras on them, it looked like, hey, this is an ad for Universal. Do you think that maybe that there's some the little shenanigans in there and the two of them getting on the roller coaster? Little publicity going on there from Universal?
What do you mean shenanigans? How would it be shenanigans?
Like, you know, oh, hey, you know, it would be great for you. Let's just have a thing where you guys just get on the roller coaster and ride it, and then we're going to film it. We'll put it in the show, and it'll be like crazy. Like, look at this crazy thing that they're doing. But it's also going to totally show off the roller coaster like it did. Like, there was great shots of them going up. But what really got me is that there was this fantastic shot of them, like, coming down on the roller coaster. They were like they had this perfect shot of the two of them, and then we also got the shot of the two of them while they were on the roller, you know, like the video shot of them on the roller coaster. We got to see the picture that you get while you're that they take of you while you're on the roller coaster. It was like an ad for that roller coaster, was it not?
Okay, that's one way to look at it, and you could very well be correct. But I would throw out the fact that sometimes it's just about getting the best shot, and I'm not sure if this is going to explain away everything you're talking about. It probably isn't, but in that scenario, in terms of shooting something, technically speaking, they're already set up for it, right? Because they have the cameras, you know, that are right there at that moment. So probably what happened, since they built this thing to be able to shoot, you know, still pictures, they were like, okay, great, then we'll get our big time motion cameras in there. And so maybe it was just coincidence. Maybe not, but I think that's why you can get that shot. You know you can get that shot that way. It's laid out that way. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. And I always want to believe in what I'm seeing. But here's one thing that that stood out is that when they got on the roller coaster, the two of them were in the front, and then the next three or four seats were empty, and then there was like two to three people in the back.
Right. I thought that was really interesting too. So why would they want to do that though? Like are they afraid that like someone's going to puke on them, or that they're going to puke on somebody, or saw that too. I don't know,
maybe because you know, somebody's behind them, they know they're going to be on camera, somebody might toss up a middle finger or something, or you know, maybe someone might try to interfere with what's going on. Someone's going to punch Johnny Damon in the face, you know.
That's a very good theory. Yeah, I like that. Okay.
All right. So anyway, so things seem to have been, I don't know, a little bit of problem going on with Lisa's side because she's not getting as much help. It doesn't seem to be the worst thing in the world. Now,
one thing I want to interject about that, Danny,
please,
is that Kevin Jonas actually made a terrific point. You know, he's as smart now as he was when he was on the show before he got fired. And he makes this great point. Because they're worried about competing. Because remember, there's two levels that you're going to be judged on. It's the fundraising, and it's also the creative part of building the ad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And Kevin Jonas points out that so they're worried about whether or not they can match Geraldo's prowess at raising funds, which I'm still a little bit dubious of, and maybe I'm very wrong about that. I kind of wonder if Geraldo really can raise all that money. But they think that he's going to raise $300,000 or $400,000. They said at one point, and so they're worried about that. Lisa gets one person, one company to throw in $50,000, I think.
Yes.
And wasn't there another big check, Danny? Like really big?
Yeah, there was one for I want to say $125,000 that she got in.
It was 120.
Yeah,
it was 120. But yeah,
it was over 100.
She already has 170 coming in out of the gate, but she's still worried. She still doesn't think that she can match Geraldo. So then you cut to the Jonas confessional, and he says that it's you know, that they, since they probably can't beat Geraldo, like, he's willing to concede the fundraising thing. But he also points out that Geraldo's ideas stink, that they're dated. Uh-huh. They're, you know, from the 70s. You might see a picture every now and then of Geraldo from the 70s, as if he's still stuck in there. And that's what they have to focus on. So I thought that was a very strong point, and it makes you think that Lisa probably is going to win, because her thing, her final product, will probably just be better than Geraldo's. It probably will. And there won't be drama either.
Right. You know what? Even though I think that her theme is playing it safe, if you will, is a very easy thing to go to, it probably will be better than Geraldo's, because I don't know. Geraldo just has a way of screwing things up like this, and as we saw, so they're getting their stuff together. We've got Lorenzo; he's going to direct, and they're doing one of their first shots. It's going to be in front of the big giant Universal globe. And wait a second. Where are the kids? There's supposed to be kids in this shot. Where are the kids? I thought you had the kids. No. Wait, did you send the production assistant to get the kids? No, wait. No, I'm Geraldo. I thought you were. Didn't you say you were doing it? And so the kids are not there. They're back at the war room, which, if you've been to Universal, it's huge. And getting from point A to point B takes forever. So wherever this war room is, I'm sure it is not close. I'm sure it is a hike to get to it, since they're standing right at, basically, they're standing at the opening gate, right in the front gate of Universal Studios, if you've ever been there. You've seen the big globe, you know what I'm talking about. So they're walking away, and they're walking, like, from the front of Universal Studios, and they're walking towards Islands of Adventure. So they're walking that big, long way in front of Hard Rock Live, in front of where the NBA the store is over there as well. And it's like, oh, my God, like, they're really far, because they're not even going back into Universal. They're going over towards the other park to find wherever the hell this war room is. And it's at that point that Geraldo, and this is where our ending is that Geraldo, frustrated, it seems like it might be his fault that the kids aren't there, because they all thought he was sending someone to get them. He says, that's it. I'm taking over this task. I'm directing everything from now on. I'm Geraldo, damn it. Joey.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, just before that happened, mm-hmm. Lorenzo got Geraldo to admit that it was Geraldo's fault, because he assumed that someone was taking care of that detail. Geraldo actually admitted that. And then I think it was because he was forced to admit it. He paused a little bit while he was walking and he was thinking about it. And because Lorenzo actually said to him, "Did you just assumed, didn't you, that this was being handled?" And Geraldo thought about it. And he goes, "Yeah, I assumed." And then it's right after that he goes, "You know what? From now on, I'm in charge of every shot." Right? I mean, I think that it was partially because
absolutely.
He was forced to admit his mistake, and of course now he's mad. And on top of that, he sees justification to take this over, because he can't assume in his mind that anybody is going to do the job the way he thinks it ought to be done, right? Uh-huh. Like the thing that he had to admit is that he assumed. And so Lorenzo is trying to say, listen, well, maybe you shouldn't assume, and maybe you should just be a little bit more detailed about that, just to make sure that that's being handled, instead of just playing the blame game later. That's what Lorenzo's trying to do. But the way Geraldo hears it is, you know what? You're right. I did screw that up. I shouldn't assume, because you guys all suck. Right?
Yeah, I guess that is the way to look at it, which is so funny, because you would think, like, the way that should play out with rational human beings is, yeah, you know what? You're right. I assumed I was wrong. All right, look, you know what? I need to rely on you guys more often. And, you know, we're a team. We need to work as a team. And this is the best way to get things done. Instead of, oh, my God, I did assume. You know why? It's because I work with morons. It has to be me. I have to do everything. I can't assume you're going to do any. How did you even tie your shoes today? That's instead.
Right.
Holy
so
crap.
True. So true. So now I thought, now the way the show ended, it just seemed to end, right? Like,
I guess that was supposed to be our cliffhanger, is what I'm thinking.
Like, well, okay, ooh, will they get the kids in there? And then I watched it, you know, on another source. It ended the same way. It ended suddenly.
Yes.
And I didn't see a preview for the next episode. Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. For the live finale, blah, blah, blah. Trump talking about how wonderful it is and shots of wherever, Radio City Music Hall, wherever the hell it is that they have that thing that people show up for and streamers falling from the sky, all that stuff. Absolutely. So all that stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, now when is that finale set for?
That is set for next Monday, my friend. Next Monday night is the greatest night in the history of television, and no one out there should miss this particular event that's going to change all of our lives. Joey, before we leave, here's what I want to get out of you. I want a guess as to how much Geraldo will raise.
Oh, that's good.
Uh-huh.
Well, like I told you before, I entered tonight's episode being dubious of his ability to raise money. But at one point, remember when they were trying to sell those packages for $25,000 each?
Yes.
And basically said, I don't think you can count on me. I don't know if you can hold my feet to the fire here on this. But he said, look, we're trying to sell 10 of these things. If each of you can sell one, I'll take the other 7. Now I'm starting to think maybe I was wrong at that. When I heard that, maybe he can raise more money than I think he can. I don't know how many times you can go back and keep tapping into the same Fox guys, because that's what I see. I think that's why I'm not that impressed, because it's the same old Fox guys. It's Hannity. Mm-hmm. He brought up O'Reilly.
Yep.
I don't view him as having this multitude of people from his career. He's not, at least they're not showing all of these great, war generals that he may have interviewed that are retired, Oliver North or people that may or may not have a lot of money.
Oliver North.
We're just seeing the people that he works with now. Right?
Yeah, that's correct. All right, so listen, quit shirking the issue here. I need a number out of you, for goodness sake. I ask you for a number, you talk for 5 minutes. Good Lord, it's like we got Rod Blagojevich back on Celebrity Apprentice. Come on, just give me a number, damn it. Stop politicking.
All right, let's see. Well, I'm going to go with $375,000.
Okay, Joey weighs in with
$375,000. Money.
All right, I'm going lower than that. I'm going to take I was thinking it was going to be like 265 is what he was going to come up with. I was thinking somewhere in the twos would be it. Because, the big week that he had with Iron, wasn't that in the twos? It was like 292 to 294, I believe. 290, or 294 and a half. 294 $500. I think that's where I'm going on that. All right. Anyway, let's get the hell out of here. We've talked enough. We've lost a man in the marathon of the Celebrity Apprentice recap. We are man down. It's time to regroup. Good Lord. All right. So we'll be back again going over the finale. I don't know. Maybe we'll – are we going to have a power ranking show this week, Joey?
Of course. We have to, right? I mean, we have what? Probably 8 people whose fortunes may rise or fall.
Oh my God, Johnny Damon has to fall. He's got to fall. Don't say anything. All I'm saying is that Johnny Damon has got to fall.
You know the best way to make hot dogs?
Stop! Oh my goodness, that is just like the best thing ever. All right. So, we will be doing a power ranking show this week. Then after that, we'll be back again for the finale. With that, say goodnight to everybody, Joey.
Wait. Before we do that, did you actually give us – oh, you did. What was your number for Geraldo?
$265,000.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, audience, it's been a thrill as always, but you know what? You're fired.
Boom. And we're out.
Well, woo! how would you rate Eric's performance in comparison to what you expected?
Look, man, it's not like I'm ever looking to win a Marconi Award, okay? That's not what I'm looking to do, but I'll tell you what. I sure as hell take pride in any of these things that I do, and I try to bring as much possible to the table. Do you know what I'm saying, Joey, here?
So are you upset?
I'm not upset. I'm disappointed.